Dear people who keep company with God. In our nation, it seems a lot of believers are losing hope right now. I think some of it may have to do with the direction our nation is headed politically and economically. That is certainly a real concern we all share. Also, in the past couple of years, a lot of our personal dreams and hopes seemed to have gotten dashed. However, I am seeing these troubling times as a doorway for us to more fully come into our destiny. We all have prayed to live more of a miraculous lifestyle. This may be God's answer to that prayer. In the Valley of Achor, the Lord will give us a door of hope. Hosea 2:15. I believe the Lord's desire is to renew and heal our hearts and restore to us hope so we can live out our destinies. This is illustrated in the two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, Luke 24. We can have the right hope, but because it appears to have failed, we get heartsick. Proverbs 13:1, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but desire fulfilled is a tree of life. If you note, Jesus actually healed their hearts. That was the burning they experienced as Jesus spoke and explained the scripture to them as they walked, Luke 24:21 and verse 32. So sometimes we have hope from God, but we have a wrong understanding of how and when the hope will be fulfilled. Jesus healed the understanding of their heart concerning the hope they had in Him, Luke 24:27, and then the eyes of their heart were opened to see what was really going on, Luke 24:31. God always hopes, 1 Corinthians 3:7. This means God always has a confident expectation of future good for us. That is God's plan for our lives, regardless of what our past or present condition is. There are three things that will last forever: faith, hope, and love, 1 Corinthians 3:13. They are eternal forces, and these three are woven together. They do not function independently of each other, and you cannot have one without the others. To have faith, you must have hope, Hebrews 11:1. And for faith to work, you must have His love, Galatians 5:6. To have hope, you must subjectively experience the Father's love, because love is the greatest of the three, and the greater always includes the lesser. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. When we receive the eternal forces of faith and love upon our hearts and the helmet of hope upon our minds, healing, renewal, and restoration will happen. Hebrews 6, 18-19. Take hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil. The hope, or confident expectation of future good that God has for each of us, is something we must lay hold or put on. It is a choice because God has set it before us. It is not hope that springs from the heart of men, such as hoping in the economy, but it is hope that springs from the heart of the Lord. His hope will never disappoint us, Romans 5:5. But the economy, government, and our dreams based upon things from this world will certainly and are certainly disappointing us. So disappointment is having hope in the wrong place, wrong person, wrong way, or wrong timing. It says, hope is an anchor, sure and steadfast to your soul, meaning it is the only way. Hope is an anchor, sure and steadfast to your soul, meaning it is the only way we can have peace of mind and emotional stability in a very disturbing and unstable world. Without hope, we cannot enter into the heavenly realm, because hope works upon the mind, and the mind is the gateway to the heavenly realm. Our spiritual senses will become dull, and our heart will get sick if it is not constantly being nourished and feeding on things from the heavenly realm, Ephesians 1:3. Hope protects our minds and thus our spiritual senses from becoming dull. If our heart is sick, then the answer is hope. Happy is he whose hope is in the Lord, his God. Psalm 146:5. Many blessings. Byron Whicker.